Down to our final segment here with Farmer Greg on this beautiful Saturday morning. As we were in the break, we were doing a little research, and I combined two companies, Tank's Green Stuff and the guys that collect food waste from restaurants and grocery
That's
stores.
Recycle City here in town.
Recycle City?
Yes.
Got it. So, but again, there's yet another resource for local compost.
Oh, I know. Exactly. Recycle City, they're rock stars. JD is the founder of it. And basically what they're doing is they're setting out separate buckets at restaurants and at home. So you can actually have them pick up your food scraps from you at your home and they'll take it and compost it. They have a whole system set up for that. So check out recycledcity.com. They're amazing at what they do.
All these resources will be available at rosieonthehouse.com and today's radio broadcast archive page. Just click on Homeowner Resources, select radio, today's broadcast, and each one of our hours is broken down into their four segments with the resources talked about, written out, spelled out, linked automatically right there for you. So we need to talk about the difference, Farmer Greg, between mulch and compost. So we understand and are properly using those in their respective forms.
Yeah. So be very careful when you're dealing with somebody that is selling, giving away compost or what they're calling compost. There is a very big distinction between compost and mulch. Mulch is not completely broken down. And the our beloved city of Phoenix was giving away what they called composted mulch, but it was mostly mulch. And if you use a composted mulch or a material that is mulch in your garden, it can and will kill your garden because that mulch, when it's breaking down, it swipes nitrogen from the soil so that the plants can't grow. So the way you tell the difference between something that's fully composted, like compost and mulch, is grab a handful of it. And if there's more than about 5 or 10% of things that you recognize that doesn't look like compost, like sticks and leaves and that kind of stuff, there's more than, I usually only go about 8%. If there's more than 8% of that, that is mulch. You do not want to put that directly in your garden. Mulch is for basins around your trees, for covering up dust in your yard, for building soil long-term. Compost is what you want to put in your garden.
So there's the difference. No more than 8% of recognizable material.
That's not broken down. And there's also all kinds of planting mixes. Farmer Greg's planting mix that we sell is a nice mixture of compost and worm castings and vermiculite. There we go. So planting mix is fine for gardens, but mulch, you never want to put mulch in your garden soil.
Now, on your garden hacks, you've got a few items here, and the one that stands out the most to me is let the weeds arrive. Last Saturday, we were talking about all the ways to combat weeds.
Now let's set the script.
Right, exactly. So weeds are pioneer species. They show up first and they do the heavy digging for you. And, you know, like a mallow, you know, especially when the rains arrive here in the next few months, we're going to see mallow around town that could easily be 6 feet tall. And if you were able to extricate that mallow out of the ground, you would find a 2-inch diameter root on it that goes down 3 to 6 feet. So what happens with that is if you cut it off just below the ground, they call that the apical meristem, the growing point of it. If you cut off the growing point, what you've done is you have left a root in the ground that will rot and leave compost right in the soil. So I'm a big fan of not letting the weeds take over my garden, and they kind of do this time of year because there's so many of them, but letting them arrive and cutting them off, they're high in micronutrients because they're doing the harvesting of those nutrients out of the soil. And they make a great additive for your compost bin if you're composting, or if you've got chickens, they're great for chicken feed. So,
and goats will eat the heck out of it too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goats, and I'll bet you horses will like some of the weeds too.
You know, I even see dogs eating mallow. My dogs eat it. My horses eat it. Every animal eats it. And like you said, it grows very well after any rain. You know, there's some areas I don't want to let the goats get to because they strip the bark off your trees. And
yeah,
you know, if they can, they'll eat everything else you don't want them to eat before they get around to the weeds. So there's certain areas they don't get. But I have a old-fashioned sickle that works great for just slicing it off.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't get right down to the surface. But after a little bit of practice, I mean, you're only leaving a quarter inch or less on top if you're trying to cut it off a flat ground.
Well, and here's the thing about like weeds like mallow, you actually have to go below the ground because if you cut it off a half inch above the ground, it's going to grow back. But if you cut off the what they call the apical meristem or the growing point, that kills it. So if you want them to come back, then, you know, the sickle's great. If you want them not to come back, you go, you know, like a quarter inch below the ground.
And there are areas I don't mind it growing back through the wash that
right.
is just kind of a replenished source of food for the smaller animals. But hey, you have a URL for this hack, your garden hacks here.
I do. So if you want to know about sheet mulching or Perry's Instant Garden or Jan's Instant Garden, all those are stories that I share. If you go to Healthy Soil Hacked, that's H-A-C-K-E-D, hacked.com. You'll find videos on that stuff and learn how to grow healthy soil.
Farmer Greg, hey, your website before we wrap up real quick.
Urbanfarm.org, and awesome being here. Thank you so much.
We look forward to our conversation in May, talking preserving your harvest.
Woo-hoo!
Beautiful. There we go.